Okay, as always, the Torah should be in the English Master Begashim Rinnan Bar Yedei. This week's Parashas Acharemos Kedoshim. In Acharemos, we talk about predominantly Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and then the Arayos. And Parashas Kedoshim tells us about how Klal Yisrael have to be Kedoshim, and Rav Gufei Torah Tuluyim Bo, that we see a predominant part of the Parashas devoted to Ben Adam Lachaveiro, which is the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. As is explained in a few places in Shas, that the Kedusha, Yisrael Kedoshim Him, is synonymous with Va'av Tereyecha Kamecha. And perhaps, the most important of all mitzvahs Va'av Tereyecha Kamecha is what we'd like to focus tonight's Shia on. There's a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Kufchav Zayin on the base, where the Gemara relates how there was a gentleman who lived in the Golil HaElyon, who lived in the northernmost part of Eretz Yisrael, and he went, Tonon Rabbanon, Hadonis Chaber Lekav Zchus, Donin Oysel Lezchus, So Maisa Ba'odam Echot Shiyorad, Mi Golil HaElyon, V'Niska Yitzabalabayis Echot Bedorim. There was a gentleman who went and rented himself out as a worker for 3 years to a Balabayis in the south of Eretz Yisrael. And it came the end of those 3 years, Erev Yom HaKippurim. And he said to the Baal HaBayis, Tein li sechori ve'eleich ve'ezoin es ishti ubonai. Please give me my wages. I've worked as a trustworthy servant for you for the last 3 years. Please give me my wages so that I may return home to my family and bring them and be mefarnes them and give them what to eat in order that we can celebrate Yom Tov together. Omar Loi, the Baal HaBayis responded to him, Ein li mois, I have no cash. I can't pay you. Omar Loi, he said to him, okay, you have no cash, I can understand that, but ten li peiros, give me fruits. I've worked on your fields and your orchards and I know what you have in stock. Give me the fruits. On the way home, I'll go past the market, I'll sell that, and at least with that, I'll have some money to provide for my family. Ein li. Omar Loi, Ein li, I don't have fruits. Omar Loi, he said to him, okay, so ten li karka. Give me a shtar, right, you're giving me some of the land. At least I can sell that to someone on my way, and then I'll be able to have money that way. So he said to him, Ainli, I haven't got any karka. So he says, Tenli behema. Now by now, he would have figured this guy's either a liar, or he's lost his mind. I mean, he's worked for him on his land and his karka, and he's been for 3 years, he knows what's going on. And if he's asking for these things, the assumption is that the Baal HaBayis has them. But he continues to ask. So he says, Tenli behema, Ainli. He looks around the room that they're in. He says, give me some cushions and pillows. I'll sell those metaltalin at least. He said to him, Ainli. If Shilkelov la'achirov, he threw his little sack of few things that he had over his back. For holach lebeis of a pachin nefesh, and he returned home forlorn. La'achar horegel, after Yom Tov, notal ba'alabayis schore biyote. This ba'alabayis went from the south of Eretz Yisrael with the wages that were owed to his worker and made his journey to the north. Ve'imay, and together with the wages, he also took masui gimel chamoirim, the weight, the load of 3 chamoirim. One chamoir was laden with machol, with food, the other one with mishta, with drink, and the other one with magadim, with delicious delicacies. And he went and he knocked on the door of his ex-servant. And the ex-servant greets him. And he says to him, I'd like to have a meal with you. And the ex-servant doesn't mention a word about his wages, and kindly sits down. And the Baal HaBayis pulls out the food, he takes out the drink, he takes out the delicacies, still no wages. He sits with him, they eat, they bench, and still no wages. And just before he's about to leave, Ochlu v'shosu, nosan lo ischore. He gives him his wages. And the Yid accepts them, and he thanks for them. No tainus. So the Baal HaBayis says to him, Omar Loi, tell me. When I, B'shor Sha'omartoli, Tein Li Schori, when you told me, give me wages, V'omarti, and I said to you, I have no mois, I have no cash. What were you choshed me? You knew who I was, you knew how, what I had, you knew what. What were you choshed me? He said, I thought maybe that you had some sort of schora, some sort of merchandise that was offered to you at a very good price, for which you had to use all your ready cash to buy it, and you knew you'd be able to flip it to someone else and make a quick kill, and of quick fortune. Mimela, all your cash was spent. You didn't have any cash to give to me. So he said, fine, okay, what about when I told you that I haven't got any animals. So he said, oh, I thought maybe you'd rent them out to other people. When I told you I don't have any fruits, he said, you're a Talmud Chacham, and there's a halacha. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to allow any of his produce out of his reshus before having taken trumas and maises from it. Because if someone buys it and hears, this came from Yana Talmud Chacham's field, he'll assume that trumas and maises have been taken. I thought you couldn't give it to me because you haven't yet taken trumas and maises. So what about the land? He said, I thought you had a deal with people in your land where they had a crop share that they were gonna work on the land, and their wage would be a share in your crops, a percentage of the crops. So they have a kinyan in the karka leperis. Hence you can't sell the karka. He said, okay. And then when you asked me for the cushions and the pillows, and I said, I don't have, well, what did you think then? So he says, I thought maybe you'd made everything that belonged to you hektish. Omar Loi. He said to him, "Ho avoido, I make a shvur to you, kach hoyo, that this is what happened. Hidarti kol nechosai bishvil hurkanus bini," said Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanus, Rebbe Elazar Agodel, Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanus, the Godel Adoyer of that time. He said, "I have a son called Hurkanus after my father, and he is wasting his time. He's doing nothing. He probably reckons, look, my grandfather was the wealthiest person in Klal Yisrael." So I have a Yerusha coming my way. My father's the God of Ador, I've got all the protection I need. What do I need to do anything for? So I went and I made everything that I own into hektish. And I said to him, right, you've got nothing coming your way. Your father may be a Talmud Chacham, maybe the God of Ador. If you're not learning anything, what's that going to be worth it to you? And you reckon you're going to get? No, I've made everything hektish. Those assets are all gone. Oh, he chapped himself together, pulled himself together, and he went to learn. Said Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, when I came to my chaverim in the Dorim, to the Talmidei Chachamim in the Dorim, and I told them that my son is now learning, he tiruli kol nedarei, they were matir my nedarim, and therefore I now have wages to pay you back. Ve'ato, and you. Keshem shedan tani lizchus hamokim yodin oischol lizchus. Says Rabbi Kiva Egen Gilei Nashas, that in in the Sheiltas Rav Achoigon, it tells us that who was this worker? None other than Akiva ben Yosef. Long before he was 40 years old. He was a worker, before he became a worker for Kalbos Avoy, he was a worker for Rebbe Elazar HaGadol. He worked for the Godel Adoy. And at the time when he asked for his wages, it was Erev Yom Kippur, the Godel Adoy had made it all into hektish. But he was done him in a kavshus. We see the Adinus HaNefesh of Rabbi Kiva already from then. That with Rabbi Kiva's Roy Hadvoim Lemisha Amram V'ahavtar Reach HaKamaycha Zekla Godel Batoira. But that's Rabbi Kiva already at that stage, long before. And in fact, you see that he actually had learnt some Torah. He knew that a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to allow his fruits out before they had Maisa. So when the story of Rabbi Kiva is told that he went off to learn and he sat to the side of a well and the side of a spring and he saw the water dripping and hitting the stone and eventually making a hole through the stone, and it says then the Lashon of the Ovis Rabbanosan is Chozar Lilmoy Torah. Where's Chozar Lilmoy Torah? The story doesn't go like that as far as we were told in school. We were told that he hadn't learned Torah. He had learned, but he'd given up. It wasn't working and he gave up just a little too early. But then Chazar Lil Moiter, he went back to learning Torah. That's a shmooze for a different time. Al Kalpani Rabbi Elazar gives Rabbi Kiva a brocha. And he tells him, Keshem Shedan Tani Lizchus Hamokim Yodin Oisra Lizchus. Just like you gave me the benefit of the doubt, the Rabbeinu Shem should give you a din Lizchus. And that is the Braisa. The Braisa begins by saying, Tonar Rabbanon, Hadon Chaveir Lekav Zchus, Donin Oisra Lizchus. Or Maisa, and it brings this Maisa, at the end of which Rabbi Elazar gives a brocha to his Talmud, eventual Talmud, there will be one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Don Yu Lekav Zchus. And the famous question is asked, we are human beings. We don't know the full story. Therefore, you can say that we have doubts. And when we're making a judgment, we can give a benefit of the doubt. Oh, but that the Rabbeinu Shlomo should be done the Kav Zchus, the Rabbeinu Shlomo should give benefit of the doubt. There's no doubt by the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So what does it mean? Like you were done the Kav Zchus, like you gave a benefit of the doubt to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you benefit of the doubt. Is that relevant? So there are a few different ways of answering this. The Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Shmiras HaLoshon at the end of Perek Dalad in Shara Tvuna says an amazing, amazing thing. He says, a person can actually seal and decide how their din is going to be. He says, we know Chazal tell us, if a person has rov zechuyos, he's a tzaddik. If a person has rov averos, he's a rosha. And at the end of the days, there's going to come the Yom HaDin HaGadol. If he has rov zechuyos, nechtov l'chayim 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 l'mabo. Rov averos, nechtov l'gehenem. And that's how he's got his din. Says, however, the Chofetz Chaim, if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to be don lekaf choiv, if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to give someone a din which is a midas hadin dikadin, if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to go with a harsh din, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the moshel one could give for this is, you have certain teachers when they mark tests. If the answer is partially right, so you can get three quarters. If the answer's partially right, they'll give a quarter. You'll get other teachers, no. Unless it's completely right, it's wrong. There's a midas harachamim, and there's a midas hadin. If the Rabbeinu Shel Olam goes with midas hadin, he would look at our mitzvahs, and even if a person, says the Chofetz Chaim, spent their entire life being mekayim mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah, and spent their entire day and night being mekayim mitzvahs, they would end up, if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was done them by midas hadin, they would end up at the end with very few mitzvahs. Because let's analyze each mitzvah. Is it done with all the kavanas? Is it done with all the simcha that's meant to be done with? Is it done in the same way that Dan Shekhinah, Sagdola, Shtel Davek, those tefillahs that they're meant to be davened? No, certainly not. If we're going with Midas Hadin, that's not a mitzvah. That's not the type of mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to keep, that it was set out for us, and that would be wiped away. What would a person be left with? Very little. And every Avera, if we're looking at Midas Hadin, every Avera will be reckoned with, however small that Avera may be. Says, however, the Chofetz Chaim, you can have a person who, if we were to judge him, we would look at him and he would be Rov Averus. He may be Rov Averus. But if Midas HaRachamim wants to come along, if the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to use Midas HaRachamim, then the Rabbeinu Shalom has nothing preventing him using his Midas HaRachamim to vindicate this person and send him to Gan Eden, L'Olam Haba. How? Says the Chofetz Chaim, the Rabbeinu Shem will look at the Avera and say, is that a real Avera? What, he was mamish, yoideas, Rabbeinu, miskavin, nimroi boy. He did it with a pshia and with all the venom and the enjoyment of an Avera. Which he does that. Nah, that's not a real Avera. And the most of his Averas will be wiped away. And the Rabbeinu Shem will look at a mitzvah and say, oh, but a maisa, he did a maisa mitzvah. No, that's a mitzvah. Midas HaRachamim. I wasn't with the covenant, but he did a mitzvah. And that person, who we may have assumed, spent most of their life doing Averus, Midas HaRachamim will bring about that person goes to Gan Eden. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we can be Masada our din for ourselves. Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will give us a din exactly as we have given it to others. And if during our lifetime, we look around and we are don lekaf zechus, says the Chofetz Chaim, we are ensuring, it's the best insurance policy. We're ensuring for ourselves that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will judge us in a commensurate way to the way that we judge other people. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will look at us and he will say, you have done other people lekaf zechus. I'm going to give you the midas harachamim when I'm done your mitzvahs and averus. And therefore, the more a person can get used to being don lekaf zechus, don lekaf zechus, don lekaf zechus, we ensure for ourselves that we're going to have a din which is going to be meritorious for us. There's a story I read a few years ago. There was a family that's going back in the 90s who, there was a family of Russian Olim, a small family, a father, a mother, and two kids who'd come over to live somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. And there was a more religious family who invited them to spend Shabbos meals with them. One Friday night, after they left, the family, the hosts were looking out the window, and to their shock, horror, they saw these people flag down a taxi right in front of their house and get in a taxi and drive away. Now, once a person gets used to being done a kav zechus, the next part of the story is unfathomable. But they stopped inviting them. Hayitochen, in front of our house, you're going and you're driving, hayitochen. Until 6 months later, they got a call from the almana saying that her husband had been nifta. So they went to the shiva, and they asked, what happened? She said, well, do you remember last time we were invited to you? So we were walking down the stairs, and my husband suddenly felt a pain in his chest, and he was a doctor. And he knew that he was experiencing a heart attack. So we flagged down a taxi and we raced straight to the hospital. And he's been in and out since then. It's deteriorated. And now, can you imagine what that family felt like? That's the way that we have to be don lekaf zechus. We have to be don lekaf zechus. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said over, he one time walked into Rabbi Moshe and he saw Rabbi Moshe in ecstatic with happiness, something that was unusual. So he said to Rav Moshe, Maishna Hayom, what are you really happy about there? Rav Moshe, I'm going to tell you. He says, I had a younger man come in to me. He came in and he asked me to fare him and give him a Kabbalah for Shechita. So I asked him his name and he sat down. A good few months ago, I was presiding over a Din Torah. And I gave the psak, Latovas, one of the sides. Shortly afterwards, I got a call from someone telling me that I was Toya Bidra Halacha and that I was Toya Kenega the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sure going to call up Ramosha and tell him that. And the psak is null and void. And put the phone down. And when this person told me his name, that was the person who had called me up. I was thinking, you know, maybe I should tell him. It's really it. But then the thought crossed my mind, we've had a Yom Kippur since that event. And every Tefillah Zakah, we're moichel everyone. I was moichel him. I mean, there can't be anything in my heart. We sat down and I've heard him. And he knew his halacha, he knew it, kedasu kedin, fabulously. And I gave him, on his way out, I thought, I said to him, you have to be very careful when you're talking to an older Rav, the way that you say things. And he stopped in his tracks, shocked, thinking that I was reprimanding him for having said something during the Fahev that was inappropriately said to me. And he looked at me and said, Rebbe, what about... I said, no, no, not now. I mean, in general. And I could see that he had no idea what I was talking about. I said, did you ever make a phone call? We were Mavare. Isbarer Milsa, that someone had used his name when they made that phone call. Now, imagine I had mentioned it to him before the Fahev. He wouldn't have had the presence of mind to be able to go through that Fahev. And he knew it. And imagine what could have been lost had I not had that savlonus, had I not been don lekaf zchus. Therefore, I'm delighted and I'm happy. There's a shittim ukubetzes in Nedarim on Daf Mem, which says that when we are don other people lekaf zchus, based in Shalmalo listens to that. Rachmana l'tzlan faket. But we actually can be mezakeh other people by being don them lekaf zchus. Based in Shalmalo will be mezakeh another person if we are don them lekaf zchus. Not only that, the Chofetz Chaim is telling us we're misada ourselves. So he says that's pshat in the brayser. Hadonis chaver lekav zechus. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yidinei lekav. If I give my friend a meritorious judgment, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives me a judgment with midas harachamim, and that gets me through. Rabbi Shmuel Lev Diskin said a slightly different pshat. Rabbi Shmuel Lev Diskin said, imagine a person comes to earth to the din to Olam Emes. He stands in front of Beis Din Shamalo, and they say, right, let's bring in all his averus, all his mitzvahs. They all come in, they pile onto the scales, and it's just in balance. Oh, Baruch Hashem, he comes to the end of his life. It's just, and they say, no, one minute, and suddenly they start piling on loads more averus. He says, well, none of these are not mine. I don't recognize any of them. They're not mine. They don't belong to me. They say, yeah. These were things people saw you doing averus, and they thought if he could do it, I could do it. And he says, well, wait. They should have been done me lekav zchus. I'm not responsible for that. They said, Shamala will say 1 minute. Let's just rewind through your life. If you were done lekav zchus throughout your life, then you've got a zchus hataina. Then you can say, yeah, other people should have done that as well. And if not, it says, kol adonis chaver lekav zchus yidinehu. They'll give him the right to taina that others should have done so as well, and he won't be responsible for those other averus. Similar type of pshat. There's a Gemara in Maseches Tanis, Daf Chof, the bottom of Daf Chof Amud Aleph, to Chof Amud Beis. The Gemara relates a story about the son of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, Maisa Shibor Reb Elazar Reb Shimon mi Migdal Gedor, mi Beis Rabbi. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon returned from a place called Migdal Gedor, from the place of his Rebbe, and he was riding on a chamor, and shvatziring, taking a tiyul on the side of a nohor. He's returning from having spent his man learning by his Rebbe on the side of a nohor. So you picture the tranquility and the aura and the serenity that there was. V'somach simcha gedoyla. And he had a tremendous simcha for having spent time learning with his Rebbe. And his das was very proud in him because he'd learned a fortune of Torah and he was feeling really good about it. Nizdamin loy adam echod. Very interesting use of terminology of the Gemara. Nizdamin loy adam echod. There was prepared for him a man. Not pagash for adam echod. There was a man was prepared there for him. Shehoya mechur b'yoyse, who was beyond ugly. Amar loy, the ugly man says to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Shalom alecha Rabbi. V'loy hechsi loy, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon didn't respond. Didn't answer Shalom. Instead, Amar loy, he said to him, Reika, you empty person, kama mechur oyse ayish, how ugly are you? And he didn't even speak to him in the first person. Shema kol b'nei ircha mechoyen kama yischa, maybe all your city are ugly like you. Astounding, shocking. That's what Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says. Omar loy, so the ugly person responds, you ask me whether my whole city is ugly like me? Any idea? I don't know. Maybe go back to the craftsman who formed me and go and tell him how disgusting the vessel is that he created. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon chapt. Kiven sheyoda ba'atzmi shechotah, when he realized that he had erred in what he had done, Yorad min ha-chamor, v'nishtateach lefona, v'omar loy, na'anisi lecho, I beg of you, mechoyli. Omar loy, so the ugly guy says to him, Eini moicha loch, ad she'telich le'umen she'aso ani, v'emoy loy, kama mechur kli zeh she'asisa. I'll only be moichel you if you'll go back to the craftsman who made me, go back to the creator, and tell him how ugly it is, the thing that he made. He had no choice. So he carries on going home. And somehow, this mechur knows exactly where Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is going and walks ahead of him all the way back. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon carried on his matayel behind this person until he came to the city of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. The people of the city came out and they were saying, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi, Rabbi, Mayri, Mayri. Seems to be some sort of niggun. They were singing as a Kabbalah upon him for Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So the ugly fellow says to them, Lemi atem koyin Rabbi, Rabbi. Who are you calling Rabbi, Rabbi? Amrulay, lezesh ha-matayel acharecha, to the person behind you. Amalahem, imzeh Rabbi? If that's a Rabbi, al yirbu kamaysa bi Yisrael. There shouldn't be more of him in Kral Yisrael. Amrulay, so the people said to him, hey, mipnei ma, why are you saying that? Amalahem, kach v'kach asari, you know what he did to me, listen to what happened. I gave him shalom and he starts to give me the hell's this abuse at me. Amrulay, al kaponim mechoyloi, sh'odim godl batayrahu. Be meichel him. Amalayim, bishvilchem areini meicheloi. Uvilvad shelo yehirogi lasis kein. I'll be meichel him as long as he doesn't do that again. Doesn't get used to doing this. Miyad nichnas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon v'dorash. He went into the Beis HaMedrash and he said a drosha, lo'olam yehi odom rach kakonev al yehi koshe ke'erez. Don't be stubborn and forthright and koshe ke'erez, but be rach kakonev. And the kone was zoicha that you use it as a kulmus lichter by sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzas, because it has, it's amazing. It doesn't even have a bechira, but its nature is that it's pliable, it's soft. Therefore, use it for tashmishi kedusha. Ask Reb Tzadok HaKohen, what's going on in this story? Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon would talk to a person like that. The whole thing is, it's the Rishonim ask, what is it? Nizdamin lo adam echa. The person was there prepared for him. What are we? Rashi and Tosis both say, Yesh Svarim Shekosuven, Eliyo Zochu Latoiv. Who was this person? It was Eliyo in the disguise of a Mechur. V'hu niskabin lo yichicho shelo yargil bedovar. Says Tosis, B'mesechet derech eretz, Mefarish, Da oise odom heinu Eliyo, ule toiv niskabin, kidei shelo yargil bedovar. Nizdav Havadai was prepared for him. Eliyo Hanovi was there. He was sent from Himmel Geshik, the Eivish was sent Eliyo Hanovi to stand there and greet Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon didn't respond. But rather he said to him, you ugly person. He didn't just say, you ugly person. He said, Reiko, says Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen, he said to him, the ugliness that I'm talking about is the fact that you are immersed in Averis. And Reiko Ato, you're an empty person. You're empty from mitzvahs and you're mechur ba'averus. And that's why he said it to him, as if to give him some sort of teichacha. To reprimand him and tell him how disgusting it is that he's so embedded in averus and empty from mitzvahs. So then what was the response of this person?
On the basis of appearance.
Oh, there's a Ramban. The Ramban in his Akhtomah, the Torah tells us that there are tzaddikim in every door, and certainly Tanoim. They could see on the, they had the Chochmas HaParetzuf, and they could see the ponim of a person reveals what's going on in the pnim. And you could see that he was a Baal Aver. The certain averas that people can be involved in, even today, it's it's evident on them that they are involved in those types of averus. And they could see that. So what was the response? What does the person say? So go to my creator who created me, complain to him that I am a Baal Avera. What? The revenge shall make you a Baal Avera. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, you know what Eliyahu HaNavi was telling Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon? You may see someone who you believe is empty from mitzvahs and a complete Baal Avera. You may see someone and think that this is terrible. He's much immersed in Averas. Oh, but do you know what that person can tell you? Go to my creator who created me different to you. And you don't know who I am inside. You don't know what all my life's experiences have been. You don't have my set of feelings and you don't have my makeup. And therefore, who are you to taina, reiko ato, mechur ato, in that type of way? You go and complain. And then when he asked him, be meichel me, I'll be meichel you, but go to the creator. And that's what he was telling him. Go to the Rabbeinu Shalom and try and figure out why he put me through the life's experiences that I've been through. And possibly I never had a person like you in my life who could have guided me to where I'm meant to be. And has put me through the sets of experiences that I've been through and the sets of the makeup of my nefesh and my hergeshim so that I am where I am. To the point that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon then realized, and he went and he was doyrish. Don't be kosher ke'eres to make a judgment on a person just like that. No. Be teirach ke'koneh. Person's got to be soft like a koneh. Person's got to be realize that I've got to be don l'kafs hus. That's what Eliyahu HaNavi was coming. Don't be, I'll be meichel you, but don't be rogil bekach. We can never ever judge. This is a yid. A yid, we're told, betzedek tishboit amisecho. Amisecho refers to another yid who's like amitoi, is like another person opposite me. And in the same way that I would want to be judged, that's how I would judge him. Says the Reb Tzadok HaKohen, what Eliyahu HaNavi was teaching Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, and by extension, teaching us, that it doesn't matter who the Yid is. The biggest Baal Avera, Obe as a Yid, a Hot HaNashama, then he's got a Chedek Elikami Maal in him. And that's what I've got to be looking at. And the Hoicheach Teichiach, Es amisecho betzedek tishbayt amisecho, and then a pasuk later hoicheach toicheach es amisecho. Fascinating that the pasuk uses that word amisecho when in between it says loyseidech rochel baamecho loysisna es ochicha bilvavecho. But when it goes to hoicheach toicheach, what word does it use when it describes another yid? Do you have to give toichacha to the same type of yid? Do you have to be don lekav zchus? Betzedek tishbayt amisecho hoicheach toicheach es amisecho. Why? Because even when you're giving teichacha, you've got to be done l'kaf zchus. V'lo yisisa alav chet. Don't look at him as a ba'al avera. Look at him as a neshama of a yid inside, who's yearning not to be the way he is, but doesn't know how to get himself out of it. And may even have rhetoric as if he doesn't care where he is and he wants to be where he is, but he doesn't. His neshama doesn't want to be there. And that's what Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon was being, that's what we're being taught from this Gemara. That's what Eliyahu HaNavi came to teach him. And therefore the Tzadikim said, the Baal Shem Tov said, that's why this pasuk of a Tzedek Tishbet Amisecha precedes a whole load of other psukim. When we're done the Kav Zchus, we avoid all the mitzvahs, all the loisases of Ben Adon HaChaveri. What's the next pasuk? Loiselech Rachel Ba'amecha, don't go and say Lashon Hara. But if I've been done the Kav Zchus, I won't be saying Lashon Hara, because it will be Zchus, I won't find a Ra. Loisamoid Al Dam Reecha, normally that means don't see someone dying and not help them out. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says there, if you've got a limud zchus to say on someone else in a din, don't say, well, he's already looking, I'm not going to say my limud zchus. No, but Tzedek Tishbet Amisecha will help you, you'll be melamed zchus. He's taka, a good person. The next pasuk, loisisno esachicha bilvavecha, don't hate another yid. If I'm being done the kav zchus, I'm going to hate another yid. Hoicheach toicheach es amisecha, veloisisno alav chet, we explain. Loisikam loisik, the two types of taking revenge. You didn't lend me, I'm not going to lend you. I'll be done the kaf schus. He didn't lend me, he needed it, he used it, he was fixing it. I won't be over. And then we end off. That whole set of psukim leads us up to, that's Rabbi Kiva. It says Rabbi Kiva, that's the klal gadol b'Torah. And Rabbi Kiva is the one, who the Gemara in Shabbos tells us exemplified what it meant to go out of one's way to be don l'kaf zchus. That leads us to v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. There's a fascinating observation made by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parashas Vayera. We're talking about Avraham Avinu. The Torah wants to tell us about the first of our avos who we have to try and emulate, and he's the Amud HaChesed. He's the Amud HaChesed. What is real Chesed? What is like Chesed to the nth degree? So the Torah brings a story about Avraham Avinu being mechabed the malachim on the third day after his bris milah, and it's boiling hot outside, and he still does this amazing act of chesed. That's not where chesed ends. You know what happens after that? The Rebbein Hashem comes and tells him, down the road from you, there's a whole city where they actually despise that which you want to make your legacy. What you hold of as being important, they're trying to bury in the ground. Nu, what should we do with them? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, you know, the natural way of a person is, I'm working on the Midah of Kaas. I start to straight away look down at anyone who's got the Midah of Kaas. I'm working on now the Midah being done the Kav Schus. I look down on everyone, I've got a terrible Kaas, but now I'm being done the Kav Schus. So I'm looking down at anyone who's not done the Kav Schus. So Rabbi Yaakov, that's, you know what the Torah tells us? Straight after Avraham Avinu has done the archetype Maisa Chesed, he gets told about people down the road from him who despise that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, what should we do? Do you know what Avraham Avinu says? Let's daven for them that they'll be chayzer b'tshuva. Yitamu chatoim, not chaytim. Rabbeinu Shlomo, maybe there's some tzaddik in them that can influence them. We'll find a way of bringing them back. That's being done the Kav Schus. So the medrash on that, an amazing medrash there that says, Ohav to chesed, fatis no resha, al kin meshochacha Elohim, shemen sosin mechavirecha. Says the Medrash, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, Ohav to chesed, you loved chesed, by being don lekav schus, batis na resha, and you hated rishus, you weren't don lekav choiv, al kein meshrachacha Elohim, shemen sosin mechavirecha. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlom has made you, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham, Ohav to tzedek batis na resha, Ohav to tzedek es briyosai, you loved es tzedek es briyosai, batis na resha, me anto lechaivon. You refuse to be mechayev then. Al kein meshochcha elekim elekecho, shemen sosin mechavirecha, ma'am mechavirecha, me noyach vad etzlecha yud doyreis, u mikulam lo dibarti im echol mehem, Elohim cho. V'yem Hashem Avraham lechecho. Why was Avraham chosen? Because he was don lekav schus. With being don lekav schus is mezakeh other people, like the Meshitta Mubetzes in the Dorim says, being don lekav schus guarantees us that we are valued as tzaddikim, we get the midas harachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being don lekav schus ensures that we stay friends and that Klal Yisrael stay responsible and that everyone is valued for who they are. And that way, Klal Yisrael has survival. We personally have survival. That is what don lekav schus is so important. Reb Itzele of Shabbos, he used to put on his tefillin every morning. And we'd wrap the tefillin round our arms 7 times. And as he was wrapping it around, he was thinking about Hevei, Don, Es, Kol, Ha'odom, Lekav, Zechus. That's it. When a person starts off the day, there's a special tefillin, a lot of sidurim. That person, I'm a Kabbalah myself, Ma'ayom Ha'ademacha, Lodun Oisiv Es, Kol Ha'olam, Lekav, Zechus. That's the most important thing. Got to be done the Kav Schus. That way, of V'havta Re'echa Kamoicha is sorted out. That way we're sorted out. And fascinatingly, you know what the Tefillah says? Lodun Oisi Ves Kala Ilam the Kav Schus. What do you mean Oisi? Because it's so easy to look at our Chisroinus. It's so easy to find what we're not good at. Then Rabbeinu Shlomo, what do you want from me? Lodun Oisi the Kav Schus. Got to look at all the things that I do right. Look at all the Koichas. Look at all the Milas that HaKadosh Baruch has given me. That I've got a Neshama that's a Chelek Elokam Mimal. That I'm part of Klal Yisrael. That I'm part of the HaKadosh Baruch who loves me so much. You know, in Parshas Acharim, you know how we see HaKadosh Baruch who loves us? What happened in Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol goes on Yom HaKadosh, Lifnai V'Lifnim. And he does this Hazois, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Achas V'Sheva. But what's that? For what? You know what the Pasuk says it's for? To be Mechapa for anyone who went into the Beis HaMikdash when they were Tommy and they didn't know about it. Luchol Pishayim, they went into the Beis HaMikdash and they were Tommy and they knew about it. And they get a Kapar, and that's what the Kohen Gadol is doing for them in Yom Kippur. Think, what was the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash was a place, we've quoted this a few times, Yirmiyahu HaNavi was sitting on the hilltop overlooking the Beis HaMikdash crying. And Plato came to him and said to him, what are you crying over? A building? Bricks? Wood? Come on, you're an intelligent man, what are you crying about? So he said, tell me, you're a philosopher, you must have certain things that perplex you. Tell me that which is most perplexing to you. And he enters into a discourse of explanation, and eventually comes out with this perplexing question. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi, with seeming simplicity, answers that question. So tell me another one. And the same thing repeats itself again, and a third time. Says Yirmiyahu, you know, whenever I had a difficulty of understanding something, whenever we were perplexed about something, we would walk into that building, and we had a clarity of understanding. You came in touch with Shechina, you were like an Olam HaBo. Everything was clear. Nothing was difficult to understand. He said that I'm not crying over the building. I'm crying over the Shekhinah that was inside there. And we're told when you go inside this place, when you're going to experience this closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's one thing you're not allowed to do. You can't go in there when you're Tommy. Now, imagine someone goes in there when they're Tommy. He goes in there knowing he's Tommy. And you know what? On Yom Kippur, he gets kapara for it. Who in the world? The Rebbeinu Shem has given us this one place, and he goes in there, but Tommy, and he gets kapara. It can only be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. It can only be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. It's like a child that soils itself, and is filthy and dirty and smelly. Who would go and clean that child with love, when the child's done it on purpose, and when the child could have controlled himself, and he still did it on purpose? Who other than a parent would go and do that? No one else. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us. On Yom Kippur, I'll show you how much I love you. L'chol chatoim, l'chol pisheim, and I'm mechapa on everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael because b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us, b'ni matem l'Hashem elokeichem. And we have a chelek elokami ma'al in part, but like every child is a chelek of their parents, we're a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is that we look after each other. There's no bigger nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than v'ahavta l'reicha kamecha, when he sees Klal Yisrael loving one another. And that's why, when it didn't happen to the people, the greatest star of our nation at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with a tviyah to the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So this time of the year is where we rectify that. And that's the build up to be Makabel Torah. Because Torah is about Klal Yisrael being together. About us being one, a part of one whole, and part of being a chedek and a kamimal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the inspiration and the schus to internalize this and be able to help each other to be makayim more mitzvahs, so that we all are ready and zoicha to be makabel Mashiach Tzidkenu.